see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, saying how. Much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful.
Well, we had the countdown of 1 minute to get racing around the corner from Studio 2 into our Studio 1 here. And it's a good job we've got a fast car. Okay. We do have the amazing Selva Dutton with me once again here, hot-footing it from our Studio 2. And hopefully Kiana is there somewhere as well, yeah? No,
Kiana's driving to Sydney.
Ah, right, yes. Ah, yeah, she's going to take
on the road.
Yeah. Going to take a bit longer to get here.
Yep.
Yeah. I think, okay, the helicopter's just landing, and I think Kiana should be with us in just a moment. Okay. But in the meantime, we've got area 845.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Do you have a name?
Yes, Maria.
Maria. Okay. Maria, the first thing that I pick up from you is there seems to be like a lot of division in your life, and it's like you're not sure exactly where you want to stand. It's like it doesn't matter where you turn or what you say, there's always someone that may not embrace what you're saying. You've got to understand that not everybody's in the same page as you, so your actions will speak louder than your words. So the way you react to things, the way you deliver things, that's the way people are going to understand it. So they're not hearing you properly, so your actions are really going to be your translator, all right? So it's important to be aware that your actions are important right now, more clearer than the world itself, because people around you, they seem to be suffering from selective hearing. So they won't hear what you're saying. They will hear what they think they hear. Okay? So make sure you practice what you preach more than ever right now. And that will bring a lot of more calm in your life, because you feel a little bit agitated and a little bit frustrated. But that is because you feel like you're doing it all alone. So back yourself up, practice what you preach, and everything will become more clearer to you.
Okay, sounds good.
Did you have a question, honey?
There was actually a friend of mine that I was going to ask about. His name is Craig. I just wanted to see what you pick up on our situation.
Craig, do you have his date of birth?
Yeah, January 17th, 78.
Ooh, he's a funny guy. Things don't just happen, you know. And Craig, he's a good person. He's a very good person. He's a very caring person. He's a very frustrating person, but he's a very contradicting person. He contradicts himself, so he's got to stop doing that. He's got to really be a little bit more aware that he can't just have a reason for everything that goes wrong. He's got to understand that he plays an active role on everything that happens. He is part of what is surrounding him. The minute he becomes aware of that, that's when things are going to fall in place for him. He needs love. Craig needs a lot of love. He needs a lot of reassurance as well. But it's important for him to stand on his own two ground as well. So he doesn't need people to give him solution. He needs people to give him direction.
Okay.
He's a good man, though.
Okay. So as far as, it's like a very confusing situation with, you know, with him.
Yeah.
So it's like, I don't know, sometimes if I just stay away completely or...
No, it's not a case that you've got to stay away completely. You've got to honor yourself. You've got to just make yourself available for Craig.
Okay.
You're only available when you're available. As simple
as
that.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. Okay.
And that's what he's got to learn. He's got to learn that the world does not revolve around him. It will revolve with him, but it will not just revolve around him. Okay?
Okay.
You need to honor
you. Thank you. Yeah, I know exactly what you're saying. Thank you.
Oh, good. I'm glad.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Okay, I hope that's Maria, yeah? Okay. I thought Maria might stay with us, but she's gone. Bless her. Okay. But, we do understand that people have other things to do in a day, and they get their reading and off they go.
So we have a life?
What? Say?
Do we have a life? Do we have a life, Ken?
Oh, yeah. Do we have a life? Yeah.
My husband said to me last night, Ken, I said to him, look, I'm doing the show with Ken in the morning again. He said, what? Again? Isn't that man sick of you yet?
Yeah.
Because, isn't it funny?
You know, the thing is, we're expected to be here.
Yeah.
When the people call. And then, you know, what we don't realise very often is that we too have a life outside what we do, you know. And
Well, lately he feels I talk more to you than what I do to him.
Oh, God.
It's so cool. So cool. Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, bless. Because my wife used to do the same, and I think, okay, but I used to have the computer up the stairs, and one day while my wife was out shopping, I thought, right, I'm going to do it. This is going to be the day. Let's get it downstairs before she gets back. And he's been downstairs ever since. But, you know, it's like, because what was happening is that I was spending a lot of time there. And I just spend a lot of time up the stairs. Not just preparing for the shows, but mostly, yeah, because it used to take the best part of a day to prepare the shows, not just for that day, but for the whole week, because people think that, oh, well, you know, it's easy. And it is easy. You can set a show up very quickly, as we did this evening. While a piece of music was playing there, we were able to set the show up because there was no show in Studio One for tonight. And we did that. Yeah, it can be, but it means that, of course, when we do set up a show that quickly, it doesn't get advertised. So it's no surprise that there's nobody here, Silver.
That's okay. We get to talk to each other.
Just like it, we haven't had time to advertise it, ladies and gentlemen. So, you know, it's very short notice that we're here at all. We do have one more caller, however, at the moment, and hopefully we will get more as the time goes on. We're getting late in the UK, so if my voice drops, it's because I've got neighbours.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
it's,
that's a TV programme.
It's a shame that Keanu is not with us, because we could have had a good conversation about what she does, and she's a very fascinating person, and she's got so much to share that it would have been a good opportunity to talk about that.
Well,
so if you're listening out there, Keanu, please come back, because we need you.
Yeah, because I know there that the call is I can try again, but let's just see. I don't know. It's connecting, but it's not connecting. Okay.
Yeah. But that's okay.
Right.
So, yes?
We have area 951. Do you notice, Selva, that the sound is different in this studio?
I think it's clearer.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
Because I like the sound in this studio.
It's strange because when we first had this studio now, we had an 818 number, and then we kind of lost connection with the studio for a little while because some fault over the payment, and they wouldn't accept my debit card. And then when we did get it back, they give us a New York number. But there's something about that New York number. Yeah.
Something about New York.
Yeah, it is, isn't it? Yeah, it is. They spend more money.
You know how they call New York the Big Apple? I wonder if they even eat apples.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah. I wonder how they come up with a name, because there's really no room to grow an apple tree there.
There ain't, is there?
So, do we have an area 951 there?
We have an area 951.
That's what I thought you said. I thought there was someone there.
Yeah. And they're not going to speak to me.
Speak to us.
951.
We're calling from the other side.
Hello. Hello.
They're just listening. They're shy.
951. Some people don't, you know, they don't. We had one caller, and they call into every show, but they don't seem to have a microphone.
Yeah.
And I don't know what that is.
Yeah, we've had that before.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've had that before.
Yeah.
Now, Jane, tell me about the do you go to the spiritualist church there in England?
Sorry?
Do you go to the spiritualist church in England?
I used to.
Okay, right. Tell me, how are they run over there? What's the format in that?
We got the Christian Spiritualist Church, which is about 3 miles from me here now. And it's kind of awkward to get to, because there's only one bus, and there's only one bus that goes past there. So it's okay getting there, but it's hard to get back in the evenings. Yeah?
Yeah.
And if you miss the last...
But you don't drive?
End up walking. Yeah?
You don't drive?
No.
Oh, my God.
No, no. My son used to take us there, and we used to go there all together, you know?
Yeah.
But of course, he's moved now and he doesn't have a vehicle anymore.
Yeah.
So.
See, we, the church here, we open up with healing.
I mean, the thing is now, Working spiritually, church is that, you know, it's very much on a voluntary basis there, Selva, as you know. And you get paid whatever they can offer you on the night. And it depends it depends on what actually goes into the collection. And, you know, you can travel miles and get paid a pittance, yeah?
Oh, we don't get paid at all here, at all. It's all voluntary basis. Whatever we collect, we give that to charity, or we save it for a good cause, or something like that. But we don't get paid at all. We don't get payment at the church at all.
No, I don't think, because, you know, I think that if you're going to travel and you're going to do platform, then you deserve at least the cost of your travel.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Believe me, I do, and I do a lot of miles.
Yeah.
I drive 200 kilometers sometimes.
Yeah.
To do platform, and it is that, yeah, I do agree with you, but they don't here. They don't. Me, the church that I run myself, we do, but that's something that we do ourselves that we decided to do, because we're living in the country. We do acknowledge how hard it is for mediums to come to us sometimes.
And you spoke there, you said there that you only have a few people that come there at the moment, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. There's only four or five. Sometimes if we're lucky, we might get eight.
Do you know what we need to do, Selva? We need to set up some nighttime shows at your time. And I've said this to another person that lives in Australia there, and her name's Romina. You know, she's going to set up some morning shows with me, and she likes to do.
Yeah, we'll love that.
She likes to do morning shows. So in your night time, my morning, and then bring the people that you have with you in your group, and you know, we can actually connect with those people, and maybe read for them live on air if they're up for it. But, you know, and I think by doing that, they will go out and they will tell other people that they've been on the radio, and we'll have more than eight people through the door.
I agree with you. It's just that I don't know how to do that, Ken.
It needs boosting.
No, I don't know how to do that radio bit.
Yeah.
I don't know how to do that. If I knew how to set that up, I probably would have done it by now.
If you took a laptop or something like that down to the centre with you, and if they would just sit round in like a circle or whatever, and then you'd bring the person up to the microphone, yeah? And they would actually be with you beside the microphone. You would actually do just like you're doing now, really, I suppose, yeah?
Yeah, I know, but I would have to set up like a studio like you have or something.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't I?
No, I wouldn't have thought so. No, it's just, I know, because it's just a microphone.
Yeah.
Yeah. So long as you've got the person sitting beside you, they're on the same microphone with you then, yeah?
Yeah, I'll just put speakers on the computer, and that way they can hear what they're getting, and they can be heard as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because we've got a centre here in the UK that we're going to be doing some shows from later on.
Oh, beautiful.
In the year, hopefully. If it all takes off, we should be able to do some shows from there, but I need to be setting it up with the lady. She's got a centre, it's about 20 miles from where I am, but she's got a healing centre there, and we're hoping to take the show there on the road a little bit later in the year, if it all pulls off. Yeah, but it needs a lot of organisation there, and you can't guarantee an audience, of course.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah, but I have thought of it. I have thought of it. It's just not knowing how to
do it. Yeah.
How to do it. I'm a very basic computer person.
Yeah.
I'm very proud of what I do. I mean, I use Facebook to the full capacity, as you know. Mm. And I'm getting better at Skype, which is fantastic.
Yeah.
And I can work out links. When you send me links, I can work them out. I can do that.
Yeah.
So I'm getting better and better. And I do have a web page. And someone told me that I could actually broadcast from the web page eventually.
Yeah.
So I'm hoping to set something on my web page that I can broadcast from there.
The web to set up the web page to broadcast direct from the web page. Now,
yeah,
that is called streaming, and that actually costs money.
Oh, does it?
That can be quite expensive.
Okay, we'll forget about that one.
Yeah, for now.
Look at another avenue.
Just on Crazy Silver, and let's just say that we've got more callers now in this studio than we had in our first studio. So we're going to move on.
Yep.
And let's just see where we're going. Okay. 951. I think we took this one.
Yeah, we tried to take that one, but she wouldn't talk to us.
Wouldn't talk to us? No, that one is just listening then. Okay. We've tried 951 and we got no answer. So let's try 617.
Hello. Hello.
Anybody out there?
Oh.
No.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Hello.
617.
Hello.
I'm here. Hello.
Oh, that's better.
Hello.
Okay.
Oh, beautiful.
Hello?
What's your name?
Oh, you can hear me.
What is your name?
This is Annette.
Hi, Annette.
Hey, how are you?
I'm very well, thank you, and thanks for asking.
Good.
Annette, there's a lot of busyness around you, and it's like try not to spread yourself too thin.
Okay.
Sort of like write a timetable somehow and try and be kind to yourself, because you're spreading yourself too thin and you're going to end up burned out a little bit.
Okay.
Sometimes you've got to learn to say, no, I can't do that, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
And try and limit yourself a little bit, because you're just pushing yourself to the limit and you're feeling obligated in a lot of ways. So life is about us enjoying what we want to do and embracing things. And at the moment, you're just doing too much for you, not enough for you, and too much for everybody else. And that worries me a little bit, because sometimes your mood changes a little bit, but that's because you're mentally tired.
Mm-hmm.
And you need to be kinder. You need to be kinder to you,
you know,
because you have to live with you. So
exactly.
You have to be kind
exactly.
to you. You've got to be kind to you, you know. And when anybody asks you to do something, ask yourself first, okay, why do I have to do this? Can they do it themselves?
Mm-hmm.
And why do you expect me to take care of that?
Right.
Ask yourself those three questions before you say yes.
Right. Well, I think a lot of that comes,
you know,
I think a lot of it, not in my personal life, but it's more at work.
Yeah.
It's more at work.
Yeah.
And it's not
it's
as easy to
work.
Say
it's
no.
Like, yeah, it's just more, it's like you really got to look at it. If it's a work, so, you know, is this my job? Or you're just expecting me to do that? Or have I been doing everybody else's work? Now, ask yourself that and be strong enough to ask him. Say, why am I doing this? This is your job.
Yeah.
Help me understand why I need to do this when this is your job. If I'm free, I probably would do it for you. But I'm not free right now. You can see that I'm occupied. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
You do your job. But it's like you're
really
getting burned out, and it's not fair on you. That's all.
Well, to me, it's you know, there is a job in which I have to do. But my plan is not to be at this job for very much longer.
Good.
you know, that's
but
you
at
know,
least for another 4 months, though.
Yeah.
It's
yeah,
at least 4 months, though, you know?
Yeah, my plan is to not be with this job any longer.
Yeah, but you'd be there for another 4 months. In 4 months, it's 20 weeks. In 20 weeks, it's a long time.
Yeah, I have to do what I need to do. And again,
yeah,
you know, if there's something that I don't have a problem saying, you know what, I have a lot on my plate, I really can't do that. I don't have a problem with that.
Yeah, that's
I really don't have a problem
good.
That whether they
good.
Like it or not, I don't.
Good.
You know, it really is.
Good, I'm glad to hear it.
Oh, no, I don't. Oh, no, there is a change in me. Oh, absolutely. I'm just not, you know, just like I had to tell an employee today, the happy Annette, you know. I'm like, when, yeah, I said, Annette is happy. I said, you have to understand. I said, I'm going to have moments where I'm happy. I have moments when I'm not happy. I'm going to have them. I cannot.
Yeah.
I said, I'm not here to try to please everybody. I said,
good.
I am all of that, the good, bad, and the ugly. I said, I can't maintain always a smiling face. I said, that's not me. It's not authentic.
I like that.
Oh, yeah. She
good,
was like,
I'm glad.
Yeah, and I'm surprised that came out of my mouth because people always expect you to be this inauthentic person. And I'm like,
right.
I'm not playing it anymore. And I had to tell them, I'm like, I'm not playing it anymore. I'm just not playing. I'm not doing it anymore. I'm not. You know, so it's
well, I'm
all
happy
of me.
To hear it. I'm.
I am
yeah, I'm
too.
Happy
I was,
to hear
I
it,
was shocked. I'm like, did that really come out of my mouth?
Yeah.
You know, I'm
yeah.
like, I'm all of it. The good, the bad, the ups and the downs.
Good, good. I'm glad. And make sure that then when you do have your days off, you have a day. Mm-hmm. This is your day. You have a day. That's
oh, absolutely.
This is my day today. And if I want to be on my PJs all day, well, so be it.
That's
if
exactly how
I am. If I don't
want
to cook and have takeout, well, that's just how it is, you know.
Oh no, that's
you
trust
know,
me. I am selfish that way. When my day is off, my day is off.
No, that's
you know,
not so, selfish. That's not selfish. That's self-aware.
Oh, no. Oh, absolutely.
You know, it's not selfish. It's not selfish at all.
Yeah.
It,
yeah.
We know it's a self-aware and self-preservation because we need to look after ourselves. And you've got such a long longevity, you know, that, you know, you need to have your strength up emotionally and physically to carry you through for the next 35 years. So, you know,
absolutely.
You've got a long way. You've got a long way.
Absolutely.
You know,
oh,
but the
I,
next
I
4 months, I do feel the next 4 months, I do feel a little bit of frustration. Mm-hmm. And it's like just be aware that, hey, you're not obligated to do anything you don't have to do. That's
exactly.
just it. That's the biggest, that's a strong message.
Oh, yeah. I'm at the point where I'm like, I you know what? They expect you to be a team player. I said, yeah. I said, I'm a team player. I said, but I'm you know, it depends on the team that I'm on.
You're a team player, but you're not the team. No, you're a team player, but you're not the team.
Exactly. I said, you know, people are your team player.
Yep.
I said, no, I'm not. I said, depends on the team. I said, I'm not the team. I said, we have to support one another. And if it's not supportive, I'm serious. They're definitely going to see, they're starting to slowly see a change in me. And some people,
I love
you know, bravo. Others are like, oh, my God. You know, it's like, I'm just not taking any more crap. I'm not playing your game. Don't step to me if you're not real. I'm going to call you out. I'm going to call you out.
I love it.
Like it or leave it. Like
love
it or leave it.
It.
But, yeah, it's like,
love
yeah, whatever. You know, I put in my time. I go home. Anything after that is my choice. If I choose to stay late, that is my decision. Period. I don't trust me. I'm not here to influence or win friends. And I go about my way. I'm just not. Oh, my God, I'm on my soapbox. See, you open up a whole can of worms.
That's okay. That's okay. We need to let go. No, that's good. You know, what we're doing and, you know, one person's problem, it's many people's problem. So you needed to say that. You needed to get that out. And you obviously probably have helped someone that's listening right now. This is not just you. Probably someone else needed to hear there as well. And that's why it came out so freely. And that's why it came out so comfortably.
Yeah.
And that's why
I
just let you go because you needed to. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You know, and I think, and it's unfortunate because I see in my work environment that people are just afraid. They're tense. They're scared. They're working hard because they're needing approval. And it's really a sad situation. It really is. And I'm like, I'm not playing it. I don't need for you to like me. I don't need for you to like me. I really don't. And when
That's
I say
right.
I really don't care, I'm serious. I really don't care. And I move on.
You can be part of my life, but not my life. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, I like that. Yeah.
Exactly. So I'm like, you know, I got a little bit of a yearly raise, and it was like, whatever. I'm gonna be out here in 4 months anyway. So, you know, I take it in stride. But I just already know that I'm on my way out. You know, and I think maybe some of that. Oh my God, you just opened up a can of worms. Blah blah blah. Okay, I think part of the reason why I may feel a little frustrated over the next, I think 4 months or even 3 months, is that there's someone that I'm very interested in, and I just he needs to move his butt. Yep, you're breaking up.
Ken.
Hello. Hello.
Hello, I'm here. I'm here, Ken.
Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, that's crazy. Okay. Is it Selva that we've lost? Yeah, I think it is. Okay, I'm sorry about this, Annette.
Oh, that's okay, honey. That's okay.
Stay with me. Okay. Okay, Selva?
Oh, Selva.
No? Okay, that's kind of crazy. We've just done 2 hours there in our studio 2. We've come over here to our studio 1, and we've kind of lost connection. I wonder what that is. We know that Selva is actually connects with us there at the minute through Facebook. And not directly on a Skype to Skype call. It's a new app. It's been made by Facebook. It connects up to Skype, but it is not Skype. So let me say that it does seem to have a max out time on it. And I know there that what seems to be going on there at the minute is that you can do like a maximum time on there before it cuts out for some reason. So let's just see what's going on. And we will try to get Selva back. Okay. Strange one indeed. Okay, while that's happening, what we'll do, we'll take a piece of music, what we normally do at these times, and let's see if we can't solve the problem.
When the days are cold and the cards all fold and the saints we see are all made of gold. When your dreams all fail and the wounds we hail are the worst of all and the bloods run stale. I wanna hide the truth, I wanna shelter you. This is
Okay, what we're going to try to do is I'm going to try and pass Selva a direct link over, which she should be able to pick up in just a moment. And we'll see whether or not that actually works. At the minute, can I honestly say that Selva is not on her Facebook connection, so I can only imagine that there is some kind of a internet cutout, because if she's not there on Facebook, it means that obviously she's not there on Skype either, and it means I can't get the link over. So, no point really in sending a link to a connection that isn't there. But we'll try. Okay, sending that over now, and we'll see what happens presently. Okay, and if indeed we do get Selva back, we will continue. In the meantime, there isn't a lot we can do. Okay. We've had Selva with us here for the past 2 hours in our studio two without any problems there. So it's kind of strange that this should be happening now. But all I can do there, ladies and gentlemen, is apologise and hope that before the 2 hours runs out, we will indeed be able to get Selva back with us there, which is kind of strange, but let me just say I will try again and we'll see what's happening. Okay. Okay. At the moment, something seems to be taking place. Okay. That is a kind of strange one. Okay. Yes? Hello? Are you back? Selva? Are you with me? Yeah? Okay, I did hear something there, ladies and gentlemen, but okay. And it was kind of intermittent. Okay. Something gone wrong with the microphone there, Selva. If you are speaking to me, I am not hearing you. So I can't figure out what should cause that problem the moment. Okay. We're definitely connected there, ladies and gentlemen. Is all I can say is that right. That is a strange one because it says there is a problem with this call. Hold on while we reconnect you. Strange one indeed. Okay. Let me just see. And okay. I know my own microphone settings because I'm looking at them at the moment, and my microphone seems to be okay working. I've got a no microphone signal from Selva at the moment, so there's seems to be some problem there at the transmission end for some reason. Oops. Okay. So there isn't a lot we can do from this end, ladies and gentlemen, unfortunately.
Thank you.
Okay. It would seem that we're back. Okay. Which is a bit odd. Okay, I'm back in the studio. We don't have my guest, and we can't get the guest back. So, don't really know what to do here at the moment. As I say, we had a fantastic show there in Studio 2. And there is no real answer for this. And we can come back to the airwaves, but we've still got the same problem. So maybe the only thing to do here is to say good night to you all, really, I suppose. Because when it's not going to take place. Okay, there must be somewhere other than on, what's this? There must be somewhere other than, just reading it, and okay, kind of frustrating because, Keanu had to cut off earlier on and lost her connection. And we know that, as I say, that there's bed weather going on there and all sorts of strange weather conditions there at the moment, which is nobody's fault, of course. Okay. Doesn't look as though Selva's going to get back. So, what we will probably do there is we will pick up the readings that we've done thus far. I think there was two, maybe three. I will try and patch them up to the broadcast that we did earlier in our Studio 2, and we will get that to you in podcast form a little bit later in the day to replace this episode. So the readings that have taken place here with Selva, which was I think two, maybe three readings that we managed to get, and we will tag them on, as I said there, to the Studio 2 show, and we'll patch pop that back up for you. I think that's the easiest thing to do there at the moment, other than lose the show altogether. Okay, what can I tell you while we have the time to do is that we thank you all for staying with us during the current problems, and we are aware of them, and there's little or nothing that we can do about them when they happen. Selva is actually back now and does have an internet connection there. So Selva, if you can hear me, what I've done there is that I've left you a direct connection. To say if Selva clicks on that and sees that direct connection, we may have Selva back with us in just a moment. Do bear with me, ladies and gentlemen, and do stay with me there, because Selva should be back with me in just a moment, and indeed, no sooner said than done. We do have Selva back with me now.
Hello.
There you go. Okay, we do apologise for those hiccups there, ladies and gentlemen. Nobody knows what causes these. But we're here. Yeah, I should say, I haven't got a clue what happened, but
I don't either.
Everything went blank. Okay, but we're here, and we're going to carry on, and we have area 563.
Hello?
No.
No.
Doesn't want to answer me now.
That's okay.
563? Are you there? Hello, can you hear me? No, okay. Right, I think we've already done that call in Studio 2, actually, so they might be just listening. 951.
Hey, Ken, I'm listening in again.
I know that voice. What was your name?
Marie.
Marie, I thought it was you. You're back again.
Marie, yeah.
Do you have a question?
Love life.
Well, you obviously enjoy talking to us. It's quite good. When, you know, and you should be, because you're in a bubble space right now. Your life is actually taking a big turn and you're heading in the right direction. So it's kind of cool that you have this connection at the moment.
Mhm. Cool.
So I'm afraid that apart from what they told you earlier, about an hour ago, there's not much more to tell you, but it's really positive. You're heading in the right direction. Your life's taking shape. There's new work. There's new everything. It's good around you. So the next 3 months, it's like you'll be able to rejoice and celebrate life.
All right. Yeah, I popped back in just to listen, so.
Yeah. Well, thanks for calling in, Marie.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks, Laurie.
You're welcome.
Right. Oh, why is that going down, round and round like that? Okay, we'll try again for 563, but they seem to have been with us all evening and nobody's answering. Hello? Area 563, are you going to answer me now? Okay. Just listening in. Maybe it's sometimes they can't answer. I'm looking at the number.
Maybe they just like to listen.
Yeah, I know the number, but I should know the number, but I can't place it. And I'm just trying to figure out who it is at the moment, as I say. But I should know the number by now. And very often calls, as normally at the radio station, if I've got the right number, and then can't always answer the call. Ah, right, we do have another one. 856.
Hi, this is Laura in New Jersey.
All right.
Hi, Lauren.
We've only just finished speaking to the other Laura, yeah?
Oh, really? That's funny. So, how are you guys doing?
We're doing well.
We've had some little challenges today, but we're doing well. Lauren, there's a sense of joy feeling about you. There's this happy occasion coming your way. I do see a gathering of people that you're going to be very happy to reconnect with. And it's like you're going to have reason to look at your whole life and say, yes, I am. I'm okay. It's like you need to know I'm okay. And I keep on getting that in my head over and over again, like I'm okay, I'm okay. It's like it's reassurance right now. And believe that you are okay, because everything is really falling in place. and everything is reconnecting, especially with people you might not have connected for a long time. But it's like things are just, they're okay. And that's all I get for you, is that you're okay.
Well, it's funny you've been saying that, because tomorrow is my last day on this contract. And I had an interview for permanent job last Thursday, and I haven't heard yet from the company. But for this past week, I've been really happy. And I haven't been able to explain why, but I just feel that, like you said, everything's going to be okay. I'm actually looking forward to what's around the corner, to new opportunities. I don't know what's coming yet. I'm not sure I'm going to get that job offer or not. But I have been feeling very happy this whole week, which is very unusual since tomorrow is my last day of working on this contract. But I have – oh, and then I found another penny today. No matter – and it seems to be that every time they want to reassure me, I get pennies. Or, you know, I'll find a quarter or something. And I pull up in a parking lot, I get out, and there's a penny. So
yeah,
I found
good.
That this morning. So I just started laughing because every time I get them, and I get them all the time,
yeah.
I have a collection of them. But I'm just wondering what it is that you're picking up with, I don't know, moving or relocating, What are you getting?
I don't know. All I'm getting is this voice coming saying, I'm okay. I'm okay. Be happy. Enjoy the day. I'm okay. It's like trust and accept what comes your way for some reason.
Yeah, I've
it's
been
like,
feeling that way. This
I just don't, I really don't get any more than that, except that to tell you that you're okay. That life is okay and everything's going to be okay and everything's going to be fine. It's like, enjoy this happy feeling. Enjoy everything around it. Yeah, I don't know. You're okay.
I know. There's got to be more to it than that. Because I'm like, why am I feeling that way? What is coming? I kind of want to know. It's And the gathering, you said I'm going to be meeting with a whole bunch of people, gathering?
Yeah, I see you gathering. I see you reconnecting with people you've not seen for a long time. It's like everything. It's like everything.
Well, I have a friend that I haven't seen in a while, and I'm going to go either this weekend or next weekend, but I'm planning on giving her a call and going up to visit her. So she invited me a few weeks ago. We actually did reconnect after a while. And she wants me to see her house. She just bought a house. So I thought, since I'm not working now, I might as well take advantage of the time to go see her. So that might be what you're picking up. I must have lost you. Can you still hear me?
Velva? Okay. You have to excuse me on this.
She'll probably call back in.
Excuse me on this one, Laurie. Okay. What seems to be happening is that there seems to be some sort of a microphone problem there somewhere. We had Velva earlier on Skype. We've done a whole show in Studio 2, as we said, there without any problem. But some strange reason, the microphone is not connecting properly. And we had Selva there on Skype, and all of a sudden the microphone went off just like this. We know there that Selva's in the studio with us. We can see her there. But for some strange reason, the microphone just cut out again. It happened on Skype, and now it's happened with the direct connection. So which is a microphone problem there at Silver's End at the moment, or seems to be. Something wrong with the microphone for some reason. It could be a loose connection or anything there. I don't know. This happens from time to time. And we can never quite put a finger on it. Even if we have the best microphone in the world, these things can happen. And very often what happens with solid state these days now is that you get what they call a dry solder joint. And it could be something just as simple as that. Let's say that the microphone that I've got here at the minute is built into the headphones. And they're not built to last forever. These have lasted me now almost 2-3 years maybe. And they could go any day, you know. So nothing's guaranteed to last anymore. Right, we're 50 minutes on the clock and we've all got coughs and sniffles there this evening for some reason, but there's something going there because my son went down with it and then kind of passed it on to me. I've got a tickly cough now, his girlfriend got a tickly cough, my wife's got a tickly cough, and or some sort of flu bug or something going there. But if we don't have a show in the week, you'll know why. Because I'm not feeling it tip-top this evening. I have had headaches throughout the day, so I do apologise there. And we're doing our best there at the moment to keep things going for you. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Okay. Profile head. It's not going to happen, unfortunately. Right. And what happens if you don't with a Skype connection particular, because we've tried two different ways of connecting there. We did have Selver in Skype, then we tried the direct connection thing, and neither one's working at the moment. I can't call Selver back on Skype at the minute because it won't let me add people to the Skype call unless they're already in the Skype call, which is kind of awkward now. Okay. This is, yeah, which is kind of awkward, okay. See what we can do. In order to make the other call, we're going to drop the one. So you can't be in two calls. We can't actually be in two calls at the same time. We're going to drop the one to take the other. And that's not going to happen. Okay. All right. What we normally do at these times, as you may know by now, is that we revert to a piece of music, try and sort things out, and see what happens. So just bear with me while we see if we can solve the problem.
You remember me.
Okay. That is kind of strange. Right. We have kind of got Selva back. And then we haven't got Selva back. How can I say, how can I put this to you now? The call dropped, Selva came back, but the studio went. And then when we get the studio back, Selva goes. So there's something strange going on there, ladies and gentlemen, and I can't quite fathom out what that strange thing is there at the minute. But all I know is that it is strange. And we will keep persevering. Yes?
Hello. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, at last. Right. Okay. Now, okay, the strangest thing there, ladies and gentlemen, with technology is that we have 40 minutes there on the clock. Right. What is going to happen then is that we're going to try and make the time up as best as possible. We do have off-air time, and we will go as long as we possibly can, as long as you can stay with us. So if you're in the queue, we will take your call. We can't go too long over there. We'll try and make the time up as best as we can. Okay, area 407.
Hi, Ken and Selva. This is Lori, and I'm just listening. I got a great reading yesterday. And I always learn from you all, especially when you have a great guest that, gosh, I learn from every caller, from everything.
Do you know what is because what we've done, we've kind of linked up through Skype, the new Skype, the latest Skype. That kept cutting out. We kind of failed with that. We made the direct link. That kind of cut out, and that failed us. And now, strangely enough, I'm back on an old version of Skype. And it's here we are. Anyway, do you have a question? Sorry.
Oh, sure. Why not? What do you see? What do you see, Selva? That's all I know.
Okay, I missed the first half. I just lost sound for a minute, Mary. So could you repeat it? Sorry.
Selva, Lori.
Are you there?
Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you now. Yeah.
Oh, wonderful. I enjoy listening. I enjoy learning from you. I learn from each and every caller that you have. And anything you want to offer me, I will heed your advice. I love listening to you talk. You're very, very smart, and I love Ken's show.
Okay. Oh, wonderful. There's a lot of calmness about you. Anyway, there's this energy about you that you know, every time you call, there seems to be this connection, this calmness that actually comes over you, and you have this ability to sort of just open up so freely, which is actually really good. But a lot of it is because the stage in life that you're at right now, there are so many things that are translating for you. It's almost like you're reading you for the first time, and you actually are embracing who you are, but honestly, and you really are embracing you. And because you're doing that, there seems to be so many beautiful things unfolding for you. You know, I'm not saying it's an easy walk in the park, but you've got to believe there's a beautiful thing on the other side. So I do feel that your life right now is on the perfect space of where it needs to be, because you finally are embracing your true essence. And that's what I get for you.
Wow, that's...
You keep breaking. I can't hear.
Okay, I said, well, that is really, really nice. Do you see any connection with the last name Mosley for me? I'm wanting to connect with a woman, and her last name is Mosley, and I don't know if it's she's putting me off or if she's really sick.
I do feel she's unwell.
Okay.
She's really unwell, and I do feel that her frame of mind is not in the right place right now.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel she's got a fear of becoming a burden, and she's trying to, so she's avoiding you a little bit because she doesn't want to be a burden. Do you understand that?
No, because she is a potential employer, and I'm not sure if she's still at work, because when I've called to come to reschedule twice now.
I don't see her working.
Pardon?
I don't see her working. I don't see her working.
Okay.
I see her unwell, and I don't see her working. I don't see her working.
Oh, wow. Okay, then she's not avoiding
that.
Okay.
No, I just don't see her working. I do see her unwell. I do feel there's a concern there. There is definitely a concern of well-being there.
Okay, so do I just move on or just wait it out? Or, well, I'm doing a lot of other things that you use my...
She's
my concern.
I think what you need to do with her, you need to really make it direct and say, look, I need to know where we stand. If it's not going to happen, just tell me. That is okay. I will find another avenue to bring things in place, but I need to know where we stand. Because I don't feel that she doesn't want to let anybody down, but she hasn't got the strength to fulfill her commitment either.
Oh, wow.
I just see, you know, so it's like she's got to realize that. She's got to realize that it's not a crime to be unwell. And sometimes we've got to face things up and acknowledge to ourselves, well, I'm not able to do this, so I can't string this person along thinking that, oh, yes, I will do it, and I'm not, because I'm not really up to it. I just feel she's not really up to anything.
Well, God bless her. I hope she gets better. My job is off. I hope she gets better.
I think she's got to work on getting better. You know, things don't just get better. We've got to really, you know, get better. Things don't just happen. You know, and it's like at the moment, she's really not dealing with herself with true honesty. Instead of accepting where she's at, she's denying herself in some way.
Yeah, poor lady, all I can do is send her prayers and well wishes.
What was that?
I said, poor lady, all I can do is send her prayers and well wishes.
That's right. It's like virtually you just need to meet each other halfway and reach some sort of form of understanding, but she's got to acknowledge it. She's got to really acknowledge it. You know, so it's not your end. It's like you're patiently waiting there to create a finalization, but she's just not, I don't know why she's not being 100% honest with herself.
There's another perspective of person hurt Patricia, and she's been really, really pushy with me. I don't want part-time work. I want a full-time position. She's just been really pushy, but she is so nice.
I do feel that, I don't think Patricia would be an option, honestly. I do feel the other lady will be an option, but it's like you need to talk. And it's like you need to lay your cards on the table. It's like you really need to get out. Look, I need to know. I need to know where I'm at. I need to know what I can expect from you, and I need you to know what you can expect from me. It's like you need to lay the cards on the table. It's that simple.
Okay.
You need to really go and say, look, I've got, you know, it's like you need to lay it on that. Look, I'm sorry. If this is not going to happen, let me know so I can look at other avenues and pursue. But if it is, tell me when and how, and I can do it. And I can help you as much as you can help me. We can work together on this. But if for some reason, it's like she has an issue about being inadequate, and she's got to understand we are human. We are human. And sometimes we do need more help than we care to admit.
The problem is she's not going to work, so I would talk through somebody else, and messages can get construed. So I don't know how to bridge that. How do I get either to talk to her, who's not at work, or make sure that the message is clear?
You've got to make sure the message is clear. That's what you need to know. This is all about making the message clear, so you can actually create the direction. But I don't think, Patricia, I do think it's another person as well.
Mm-hmm.
Patricia doesn't ring true to me. It just doesn't, I can't connect to Patricia at all. It's like I don't see a connection between you and Patricia. You know, it's like I don't feel that you and her would click as such. But I do feel there'll be someone else. There'll be someone else that will fulfill that space. But I do feel you need to create clarity with this other person. You need to create clarity. Otherwise, you're going to have something unfinished. And if you don't have clarity in it, it's like she's going to feel you just drop me like a hot cake. And that's not what you're doing. You're trying the best that you can, but you cannot do it unless you meet your halfway. So you need to create clarity from your end so she knows exactly where she stands, you know, and then it will fall in place. But I don't see Patricia in the picture. I don't see a Patricia in the picture.
That's because I pushed her away energetically. I don't want her in the picture. So you're picking up on what I don't want. I don't want her in the picture. I don't want a little kid job.
Yeah.
I want something real.
Exactly. Definitely not in the picture. So, but I do see work and I do see growth and I do see security. And like I said, I do see good things to come. So, but it's like you've got to create a, this has got to be sorted. This has got to be cleared. But it's going to be you that's going to do it because she won't do it.
I just love the prospect. It's close to home. It's full time. It's everything that is good for me.
Yeah. So it's just got to be translated and cleared, that's all.
Oh, wonderful. And I'm assuming what I feel is probably not going to happen until another 2 weeks. That's what I feel, but I don't know.
Well, I do feel that it's a good transition. I don't feel anything negative around you, honestly. I don't feel anything negative. I do feel there's a good transition that's going to follow it.
That's good.
So stay positive.
Yeah, definitely. That helps a lot. I'm trying to bring my husband's vibration up because he's very nervous, very anxious, and I just, you know, want him to bear with me while this happens. Like everybody, we get stressed about an income, stressed about money, and I'm choosing to not pick up on the stress.
Yeah. God bless. I hope everything.
Oh, you're cutting out. Thank you, Selva.
God bless.
Thank you. God bless.
Thanks, Laura. Okay. All right. We've got 27 minutes then, ladies and gentlemen. And we're going to take area 530.
Hello. Thank you for taking my call.
Beautiful. What's your name?
My name's Chris.
Chris. Lovely name. Is that short for Christine or?
Kristen. Short for Kristen.
Kristen. All right.
So my question is, can you hear me okay? Hello?
No, I can't hear you okay. I can hear bits and pieces. Can only hear about every second word.
Every second word?
Hello?
Hello?
I heard word.
I'm here. I don't know if you can hear me. I'm turning up my... You still can't, huh?
I can hear words, like every second word, not the whole thing. So bits and
pieces. Right. So it's probably not a good idea to ask you.
It's all right. All right. Can you hear me?
I can hear you fine.
Can you hear? Good, good. Okay. Just listen to me for a minute, Chris. All right.
Okay.
Chris, there's a lot of change coming your way. There is a lot of money that you have to do with. It's a lot of restructuring you need to do. But you need to prioritize. You've got to see what's important right now and what's not important right now. So you're going to have to be very cautious and actually take time to put things in place. Okay? Do you understand that? Hello?
Okay. It's Jim.
Hello.
Are you there?
I'm here. I could only when she started giving me your reading, I couldn't understand her as well. I could understand her before that, but then when she started talking, I was only getting every other word.
Okay. I do apologize. We're having a lot of problems with sound.
Yeah.
This evening, so.
That's okay.
This didn't happen in the other studio. It's strange because we've just come over straight from Studio 2 into here.
Mm-hmm.
The first half hour went fine, and then all of a sudden everything went wrong. And there's not always answers for these questions. You know, we don't have all the technical know-how, unfortunately. And
it's not your fault. Things happen.
Well, we just know there, Christian, that they're doing a lot of work in the background there at the moment, trying to put Skype right and various things.
Trying to do upgrades and stuff. Huh?
Yeah, there's a lot of background work going on, so there's going to be a lot of disruptions while that's happening there at the moment.
Get all the glitches out.
Yeah,
unfortunately. Yeah, it's probably going to take a little time. Well, that's okay.
Silver, are you there?
Hello? Did you hear me? You could.
No.
Oh, we lost her, huh?
Oh,
that's okay.
Okay. Let me just see
what we
can do.
Okay, will you take care?
Okay.
Okay.
I do apologize there.
Oh, that's okay. Thank you, though.
Thanks,
and you take care.
Okay, thanks for calling there. Ladies and gentlemen, Christian there was our last caller in the queue there at the minute. Apart from 563 that has been with us all night listening. Looking at the clock, we have 23 minutes on the clock. We have no other callers. So we're going to call it a day. We're going to say a big, big thank you to the wonderful Selva Dutton there for joining me once again this evening. And Keanu, of course, for joining in the earlier part of our shows there this evening, because we have done two. This is the second part, really, of our two shows that we've done. And we've been on air continuously now since 9 p.m. this evening. It is now approaching 20 to 1 in the morning in the UK. So we're going to leave you with the track that we come in with. And just to remind you that no matter what happens, it's still a wonderful world.
Trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dog say goodnight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The colors of the rainbow, so pretty in the sky, are also on the faces of people going by. I see friends shaking hands, much more than I never knew. And I think to myself, what a wonderful